Well, then in the last 2 weeks, Hilchos Shehiyah v'Chazoreh. So I want to be moisif some halachas that are very negeya. That's a very practical, very negeya lemaise, and the halachas of Shehiyah and Chazoreh. We'll start Keseda. We already mentioned that there's the Isur Bishul in Shabbos. And we explained in the Av Meloche of Mevashel, you're not allowed to cook in Shabbos. It's a double portion. And even, and this is the Adgoshe, even in the Echetimtze, there is no Chisoron and Hilchis Chazore. Lama Zogin, you have something on the fire, and you took it off, and it's in your hands. You have all of the conditions of Lekatchila to do Chazore. Oh, but if the Zach is not cooked yet, maybe even not fully cooked, like we'll see in a second, you're not allowed to put it back on the fire. This is a mistake that a lot of people don't know. If something is not cooked, and you took it off, even though the Hilchis Chazore, Shehiyah v'Chazore, you had a das to put it back, and it's oide biyodoi, you could put it back. Aber als Hilchis Bishul, it's a meloche of Bishul, and you're not allowed to put it back. This, I think, is a double poshut. I want to go a little bit weiter. An Isur Bishul, the Isur is not only to cook, is the Isur even to rush the cooking. Dainu, if I have something on the fire, and it will cook in an hour, and I will make it to cook in a half an hour, is the Isur. For sure is the Isur, Lu Yitzur, I'm playing with the fire, and I make a bigger fire. Let's forget about Mevashel, you're not allowed to put a fire on in Shabbos. But even without the problem of putting on the fire, it's two Averis in Shabbos, to make it clear. It's the Isur Bishul, and we're saying for that Isur Bishul, the Welt has a mistake. They think that if I took off a pot, I'm allowed to put it back. I'm not allowed to put it back. Only when it's Mevushul Kol Tzorka, it's no Bishul, I'm allowed to put it back. But if it's not Mevushul, we'll see Baal Tanav Kaminas. And another thing, even when it's already on the fire, if I will bring it to a Chetimtze that will burn more, or will cook quicker, I'm over Isur Mevashul. From these two klolim come out the following halachas. We'll start Keseda. The first halacha, I think everyone, we said already, if you took off something from the fire, even if you have it in your hands, and died to lehachzir, if you see that it's not cooked, not fully cooked, you're not allowed to put it back on the fire. Another zach, you have something already on the fire, and you want to put it closer. I'll give you the normal example. A person has soup and chicken. And the soup is on the fire. And his blech, he doesn't have two fires, he has one fire over for Shabbos. So he puts the soup on the blech. The soup is bubbling, you know, it's cooking good. When he takes off the soup, he wants to move the chicken to put it on the fire. Last week we spoke about Chazore v'Shehiye, that if it's on the same fire, Mutter, if it's touching a little bit, we spoke in Ches Chazor. Now we're speaking without Ches Chazor. The chicken is not fully cooked. The chicken is not fully cooked. It's an Isur Deiraise if he moves the chicken over to the fire. Not only that, it's already 85% of the fire. Now he just moves it a little bit more. If the chicken is not fully cooked, we'll see in a second, he's over Isur Mevashel and Shabbos. For a lot of Shidduchim, it's Deiraisa. Another halacha that comes out because of that. If a person is Magis, he steers the food, stores the food, then he has a chant pot. It's good about, you know, not Lemaisidik so much. You know, the juice is on top, the juice is on the bottom. He just gives it a mix. This is called Magis. and lekule alma it's a isur deiraisa. It's a very shvera zach. Why it's like that? It's a isur deiraisa. It's a gemara and beit zedaf la medalid shulchan aruch simen shin yudches if yudches. And lechura, if this is deiraisa, had to be poshut that if someone moves the chicken on the fire, he's also deiraisa. We have to know why some shit is holds nishta zeh. Aber megis lekule alma it's deiraisa. Now again, to have this cloth, this aloha that is an issue to mix a chant, it's even if you took off the chant from the fire, and it's not fully cooked, and you mix it, if you most shit this, you'll be over issue the reise, the mevasha. Again, we speak when it's not mevushal kotzorka. Now, is the issue the rabbanon, and this I want. As Hashem, today we'll be learning this Indian very stark, Blineder. Again, so we said, Midoiraise, food that is not cooked, you're not allowed to cook in Shabbos. You're not allowed to put it back, you're not allowed to move it close, you're not allowed to stir it. It's called Magis. What if you don't want to stir the food? You just want to take out the Knedel. You have a chunt pot, and you want to take out the Knedel. The chunt is not ready yet, but the Knedel is ready. Is the isur de rabbonon if you take out the knedel? If the chant is not fully cooked, is the isur de rabbonon to take out the knedel? Saif it's on the fire, saif it's not on the fire. You over isur megis. If the chant is not fully cooked, but we'll see what happens when the chant is fully cooked. But when the chant is not fully cooked and you take off the knedel, you megis and it's isur de rabbonon. Now, another aloha, and this a lot of people don't know. You have a chunt pot on the fire. You want, you from the people that still chunt by night, yeah? But you know, you're already, Baruch Hashem, you went to aloha shir, and you know that if you take it off and it's not fully cooked, you can't put it back. So you're scared, you know, you're still chunt by night, and then you see it's not fully cooked. You're not sure. So you want to peek. Open the cover. If you take it off, you can't put it back. The halacha is if you took off the cover and it's not fully cooked, you can't close it anymore. If you close it, chayev skila. Pashas chayev skila. People that did it could do tshuva. Chayev skila. Why? This is like magis. Because when something is closed, the steam goes up and down, and it's a shtickle magis. Not only if you picked it up completely, I know some people, I had friends, I'm a ratzim, even if you like only open a little bit to pick, thus it does. You can't close it. It's aloha that people don't know it. It's from the parsha from Megis. Some people hold more from that. Even when it's not on the fire, you're not allowed to close it anymore. You took it off, it's not fully cooked. Lemazogan, it's 80% cooked. I'll tell you what, when it happens. Person took off the chant, Shabbos day, it's not fully cooked. It happens. So Lemaise, he took it off a bit early. Another 20 minutes, the oilam are coming. He wants to close it, the vial. It will stay warm. He's not allowed to close it. While the chant is not fully cooked, I'm saying, while it's not fully cooked, the same thing we said is the Isur Megis, even when it's not on the fire, when it's not fully cooked, but maybe closing the cover is also. Why it's only maybe? Because some people say when it's not on the fire, the cover doesn't affect it so much. Mixing helps. Stirring helps. Magis helps. Closing the cover when it's not on the fire, some people say it's not so chum. Now, in water is no magis. In soup, when there's no chicken, if it's chicken or vegetables inside, it's magis. When there's no chicken and no vegetables, some people are machmir that it is megis. Shlomo Zalman holds that megis is, and not only that, even to take out with a some soup with a ladle, he also. Some people are maker, it's only soup. Now, another halacha that is negiah from these halachas, before we go to Mefaret. Again, a lot of people are nichshol in it because they just don't know Hilchos Shabbos. A lot of times, again, we're going in the Isur Mevashel, Isur Bishul Deiraise, that we say that it's Kozman, the food is not fully cooked, there's the Isur Bishul, and not only Bishul, even if it will anyway be cooked till tomorrow morning, but because of you it goes quicker, you're over an Isur Bishul. A lot of people, you go into a kitchen, Erev Shabbos, you see this matzah, a blech, chicken, soup, cholent, not fully cooked. He already said, like a tchile alamol to have fully cooked before Shabbos. This is the way all these things are taken care of. You put like a big blanket on it to keep it warm. Nothing fully cooked. After 2 hours, the chicken is fully cooked. The chicken tomorrow will be fully cooked. You pick up the blanket and you take out the chicken. You can't put down the blanket to cover the chicken. Because when you picked up the blanket to take out the chicken, now we'll take the chunk to boil this and this amount. When it's covered with a blanket and you cover it good, we'll make it to go a little bit quicker. Even though you don't need it because it will cook anyway. But because of you now, the bishul, pashtus, you have a yisul deraisa, a bishul. A lot of people don't realize it. By night they play a little bit and then miyad they come to cover saying claw. Again, if it's already mevushul kol tzol goy, and they're just closing it, we'll have to learn Hilchos Atmoneh. What you're allowed to close, what you're not allowed to close. Machzor la'atmoneh, atmoneh lekatchile. But we're saying, now we speak Hilchos Bishul. So if you took off the chicken and you open the blanket, you can't put down the blanket if it's mevushul she'en kol tzok. So I'm saying, let me get in the next step. What is the getter of Isur Bishul? Something that is raw, that is not cooked, and you put it back, you're over Isur Bishul. You're over Isur Bishul. If it's raw, you're over Isur Bishul. If it's Mevushal Kemaychal Ben Dursoi, and because of you it will be Mevushal Kol Tzolkoi, Lema'isa Zemachlekes HaPoiskim, we paskin that it's also Osul. It's only Mutter when it's Mevushal Kol Tzolkoi. Even though it's Nitztamek V'yofiloi. But Kol Zman it's Mevushal Kol Tzolkoi, we mach it. Lemaise, if b'di'evet someone did it, we pask that the food is mutar b'achile. Dehainu. If it was raw, and he moved it closer, and he put it back, you're not allowed to eat it. But if it was not raw, it was mevushal, but it was not mevushal kol tzolkoi, that was Michael ben Dursoi, and he put it back, you're allowed to. What? It's a third. Third bishop. Now, we'll go weiter. A third bishul, or a half a bishul, we said, half of the time it takes it to cook. If it was less than that, it's also b'achil. Now, these halachas, I think, are halachas pshutas. But I say, let me get into the next shlap. What would be if the food is already mevushal kol tzolkom? You have a chunk, Baruch Hashem, mevushal kol tzolkom. Mitztamek v'yofiloy, till tomorrow we'll become a better chunk. But it's mevushal kol tzolkoi, fully cooked. Chicken, fully cooked. Potatoes, fully cooked. So then the halacha is, you're allowed to put it back in the fire. Even if you took it off, you're allowed to put it back. With the condition that we said, oide biyodoi, daite le'arzu, gruva v'ktuma, you're allowed to put it back. You're allowed to move it closer to the fire. Again, on the same blech, on a different blech, if it's a little bit touching the fire, you're allowed to cover it back. But, even if it's mevushal kol tzolkoi, you're not allowed to take a lid and store the chant. Then you have a chant on the fire, mevushal kol tzolkoi. But you see the liquid is here, the knei lach are here, you want to give it a mix. You're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. Does it halach? Also, we'll see a big shayla if you're allowed to close the lid. You open the chant and it is cooked. You're allowed to close it. Before we said, if you open the chunt and it was not cooked, you're not allowed to close it. What if you open the chunt and it is cooked? You're allowed to close the chunt? We'll see, it's a big machlekes. So, let me get a shtickle kaseida. we'll take a chunt pot or a chicken pot and we'll go duch the halachas. A person has a chunt cooked, he put it already yom chamishi by night, he put the chunt on the fire, the chunt is cooked, fully cooked. He took it off the fire, he stole his chunt, he wants to put it back. He remembers, we learned if it's mevushal kol tzarka, you're allowed to put it back. The problem is, in this chunt, they put some chicken inside. Some people put chicken in the chunt. Some people even put meat in the chunt. Some people put meat, only pieces of meat without no bones. So the meat is cooked already, or they put some chicken without bones. But a lot of people put fligalach inside. Some people put, you know, different people, gargala, different zachen. Every person puts different things inside his chunt. Some people put like bones from the meat. Now, the problem is, the bones, the moshul gargala, people put a gargala inside. A lot of people, especially the older people, like to eat the bones. It's the mitzvahs. These bones are not nisbashul kol tzorkoi. Maybe tomorrow morning it'll be nisbashul kol tzorkoi. Or the chicken bones are not nisbashul kol tzorkoi yet. Tomorrow morning you could suck it, you could eat it, it's soft. Or the moshul, even the meat bones, the edges, you could suck. But it has to be nisbashul kol tzorkoi. In Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso, he says that if you have chicken bones inside the chunt, or meat bones, you're not allowed to put back the chunt. And the same thing, you're not allowed to open the lid. You're not allowed to move it closer to the fire. Reb Moshe Feinstein, in Igres Moshe, or Achaim Chelek Dalet, he writes a letter against the Shmir Shabbos. מה שהחמיר בשם רב של נזר מנוירבך ותשיל מבושל כל צורקו שיש בו יעצומויס אשר עם רוי ובישו למשרק חויס וראויס להכילו שיש להקפיד שגהם תהיה מבושל כל צורקו וראויס להכילה. So Moshe, he doesn't know who eats it. Who eats it? He says, well, people like to eat the brown inside the bone. So Moshe, the brown is already ready before. Because the bone is too hard to get to it. So you're cooking the door, you're not cooking the food. Someone has a door. So you can wash them. It's only a chitimta to get to the brown. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Mincha Shloime brings down the tshuva for Reb Moshe. And he writes him back that he knows people suck the bones. The melech is mevashel. Reb Moshe Feinstein answered him a letter back that if the mitzvah is that people suck the bones, he's masking that it's mevashel. But he says he looked around the people around in his country, and his country people don't suck the bones. But in Eretz Yisrael, if people take and suck the bones, take you're not allowed to put back the chunt, you're not allowed to put back the chicken. Now, he says, Chas v'sholem be'eretz Yisrael, the people that eat it are not allowed to put it back. Shlomo Zalman writes him a letter that in Eretz Yisrael, even if you're American, that you don't eat bones, you're not allowed to put it. Because this mokim, he says, what if someone doesn't like bread? He's allowed to cook bread in Shabbos? And Eretz Yisrael, people eat bones, like Shlomo Zalman. I know the matzav, the oilim are eating the bones here. But mainly, even an American that comes to Bishlam, if you're an American, you're American. So I said, if you're a soil dick in American, in America, and you eat the bones, then avada you have to be machmer. Some people say, but ladaito yishvel tuzak. But if you're American and it's soil, even that you don't want to eat the bones. Lemaisa de achroev dayan vais and Shlomo Zalman is like this. A person that eats bones is not allowed to put back the chon till he's sure that the bones are already soft that you could eat them. If you're American and Eretz Yisrael, so if the bones are not ready yet, then you're not allowed to put it back. If it's a suffix, if the bones are ready, so it's a suffix psikreisha, veloy nichalei, because he's not eating the bones, so then he's allowed to put it back. Rabbi Yishe Shternbuch writes down, Roi lehachmir, aber nicht zu machen am Echol, and people that put it back. Rab Nissim, Rab Osner, tiny that Americans that don't eat bones are allowed to put it back, even in Eretz Yisrael. But again, people that eat bones are not allowed to put it. You have to know, if you're a person that eats, but today you're not planning to eat, it doesn't help. Flamazogan, you're eating a soup, and you see as a gargle, you'll eat him, and you'll suck the bones, so then you're not allowed to put it back. If you're a type that suck bones of a meat, normally already the last time that you saw a bone in a meat, or you got a bone, is already maybe 10 years. I'm not if you're sitting, there's a big, good bone, you know, there's a juice on the edge, you'll suck it, you're not allowed to put back the chunt of a bone. So the Maaseh, the Oilon and Eretz Yisrael that want to take chunt off, are makpid not to put chicken bones inside. And not to put meat bones inside the chunt. Or again, you leave it till the morning. So I'm saying, even people say, the chunt is mevusha kol tzorkoi, if it's bones inside, it's a big machlekes apoiskim. Now, lechaure, you say it's not so negeya. But it's very negeya. And here's a big kulev, the orchis of Shabbos. Lel Shabbos. You have soup and chicken and the blech. One flame. So you have the soup on. When the soup finishes, you want to move the chicken out. You're planning to eat the chicken in another half an hour. Mevusha katzorka, what is the problem? Only warming it. Mevusha katzorka, you're allowed to move. Oh, but the bones are not soft in the chicken yet. So l'chur in Eretz Yisrael, people are choshes to Reb Shlomo Zalman, be a problem to move the chicken. Or it's covered with blankets. No, chunt is no bones. Oh, but you have a chicken. For Lel Shabbos, you eat chicken. And there's bones in the chicken. So if there's bones in the chicken, what you will do? Taina d'orach HaShabbos, while you're planning to eat this chicken anyway tonight, so even after you put it back, it will not get soft, so you never did a mevashel here. The chunt tomorrow morning will be soft. So because you made it closer to the fire, lamazogin will be softer, instead of it will be soft in 7 o'clock in the morning, it will be soft in 5 o'clock in the middle of the night. But the chicken, the night chicken, where it's negeh, because lamashal, a lot of people put their food inside the oven. They have challahs inside the oven and chicken inside the oven. They come back from shul, they open the oven, they take out the challahs, they close the door. There's chicken and bones inside. You're closing, you're mevashel. This they have to know. If the chicken is not fully cooked, you're not allowed to close back the chunt. It's like closing the lid, closing the cover. This is all bizarre. But here they have chicken with bones. So how they can close the oven? Zagberach is a Shabbos val mimonafshach. He's not planning to suck these bones because... And they will not become softer that he could eat them. Would it be a bit softer that he could crack it and take out the brown? Again, this is what Moshe says, thus is gone. It's just nishkin ma'is bishu. But b'meile b'chai gavne, the orchis ha-shabes tainer is that it's poshut, that it's mutter. Yesh al milismech. So I think this chelek, I think it's dvorim pshuti. Now let me gain to the next chelek. A person has a meichol mevushol kol tzorkoi. Jump. Mevushol, no bones. This week is only chicken, only meat. He took off the chicken off the bones. Only chicken inside, no bones. He wants to be choytov shom zalman ayabach. Everything is alright. And he put the chunt part to before Shabbos, mevushol kol tzorkoi, nekatchile, because anyway we'll see, you have to have mevushol kol tzorkoi, because if not, there's different problems. He hasn't mevushol kol tzorkoi. His chunt is mevushol kol tzorkoi. The aloha is, now he comes, lel Shabbos, the chunt is mevushol kol tzorkoi. But he sees, you know, the top, the knedel, the kishke, on top is getting dry already. The other side, he sees the beans a little bit. So he wants to give them a mix, to stir it a little bit. The halacha is, you're not allowed to do it. It's megis. Even if it's mevushel kol tzorkoi, and there's no yisur bishul, and he said you're allowed to put it back, you're allowed to put it close, you're allowed to cover it, you're not allowed to store it because you're over on the Isur Megis. Ein aloche. The second halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not allowed to take out the kishke. Lama zogen leil Shabbos, you just want to take out the kishke. You're not allowed to take out the kishke. And I want the shtickle to be masbid. Obviously, here be'etzem is a big machlekes. This halacha, the mokir for this halacha is a kolboy. It's called shitas ha-kolboy. Dehai. We started the beginning of Shir that is the isul to cook in Shabbos, the isul bishul. And the isul bishul says, don't put back something that is not cooked. Don't put closer to the fire something that is not fully cooked. Don't mix something that is not fully cooked. This is the halacha of isul bishul. Mevushal kol tzorkoi was no isul bishul. But even so, the halacha of Megis state. When it's not mevushal kol tzorkoi, it makes sense. You're not allowed to put it back. It's like someone put on the light. He's not allowed to put back the light on. He's not allowed to put it closer to the fire. He's mevashal. He's not allowed to cover it. Mevashal. He's not allowed to mix it. Mevashal. But if it's mevushal kol tzorkoi, here be'etzem is no more mevashal. This means you're allowed to put it back with all of the conditions of chazore. You're allowed to cover it again. Atmone. You're allowed to put it close to the fire. Even so, zog the kolboy, you're not allowed to be megis. Fregen ala achroinim, why? It's cold, I'm allowed to put it back on the fire. It's not mevashel. So I'm allowed to put it on the fire, yes. But to mix it, I'm not allowed to. How could it be that to be isul to mix it when I'm allowed to put it back on the fire? As I fregen ala achroinim of the kolboy. Sharatzion. And Shin Yud Chesiv, Kodin Kuv Mem Ches. Veloi Eida Atam. Ma Yadife Agose Mi Bishul Mamesh. Kol Apoiskim Moidim Shem Mevushul Kotzor Ke En Mishum Bishul. Ober, Lemaise Shlet In Kolbo, you're not allowed to do Agose. And we pass Nid La Aloche. We have to find a reason why is also Dafka Agose. It's all different Tirutzim. Some terutzim say that it's a gzeira de rabbonon, that people will come to make agosa even when it's asur. Some achroinim say because when you megis it, you merasik it, and the water comes to places that were not really cooked. When you put it back and it's already cooked, it will not get more cooked. But when it's mixed together, zed derech habishul, it's different nuschos in the achroinim, why lemaise megis is asur. Not only that, what would be the halacha if you're not megis? You have a chonfa on the fire. You don't want to make chazor, a bishul, we'll see later in a crack pot. Maybe it's a problem to put it back. So you have a crack pot. You just want to open the cover, take out a little bit chonf. Not megis. You know, megis, I know. Kolbe said that it's also even mevushal kol tzorkoi. Again, I have a chonf, mevushal kol tzorkoi. And I want to take out a little bit chonf. I know megis I'm not allowed to. I want the kishke, the Shabbos. Chabad Shabbos. Selechure. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, the Bis Yosef was mashma that he was making. Because anyway, even the agosa is not so close that it's also. So just to take out with a little kishke, zog the Mishnah Berurah, avol beli urabe masik lesoy. And as is the achroi for the Mishnah Berurah. So the achroy of the Mishnah Berurah, when you have a chont mevushal kol tzorkoi, you're not allowed to megis the chont and the krakbat, and you're not allowed to take out with a little kishka. This is the achroy of the Mishnah Berurah, and we say this is kimat the achroy lemaise. Second, we'll go to the lemaise. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, some people were machmir, this is a very big chumre, they took off the chont of the fire. What happens in every Jewish house? Shabbos morning, you take off the chant. They said you're not allowed to. We said before that the isur agose and taking out, it's even when it's not on the fire. So they were machmir that you're not allowed to mix the chant even when it's not on the fire. And you're not allowed to take out with a lid. So how they took out the chant? They poured over the whole chant to something else and then they started to take out. And the Mishnah Berurah says that in the Ramo is mashma that given a mokim to be machmir. Abul Atazel Yorabi Chayodom Shuchno Harav, de lo ino yagim lehachmir, we not machmir. Because even on the fire it's a chidush. V'haroitze lehachmir, yochoy lehachmir belehagis. The haynu is a chumre, it's kedai to know it, not to mix the chunk even when it's not on the fire. Haroitze lehachmir. Shabu doesn't say, yesh lehachmir, haroitze lehachmir. It's haroitze lehachmir. It's much more from saying nishmas in the kaisel, yeah, that's his claw. It's much more from going to amukah for davening for a shidduch. Haroitze lehachmir, but it's a chumre. I'm saying, but it's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a roitze lehachmir for the Mishnah Berurah. And the Ramah is mashma, it's a chumre. A roitze lehachmir. People don't know that. So what is the eitz if you want to mix the chant? To pour it to another pot and then to mix the chant. Again, don't the Mishnah Berurah, but to be machmir, not to take out from the lid after you took it off the fire. Now, lemaise klal Yisrael will mekabel the psak from Mishnah Berurah that a chunt, a crackpot, that is on the crackpot, even if it's mevushal kotzorkoi, no bones. The klal Yisrael, the meaning is you don't stir it, you don't mix it, you don't megis, and you don't take out with the lid.
You don't megis
if
you make
I don't know. Mazay shteyt in eliyahu rabbi chayodom ti ledovi shechonor harav, rav peolim, the chazanish. And you have to know this Chazanish, because the Chazanish, the Shittosai, has to say that. The Chazanish Tainus, that while this whole Chiddush is a kolboy, that doesn't make sense, Be'etzem. Because Be'etzem, Mevushal Kotzorkoi, Pastish Ken Bishu. Mele Zog the Chazanish, B'Shas Atchak, to be Megis, it's Osur, but you're allowed to take out with the lid. The Hainu, Kovet Shabbos. B'Shas Atchak. The Mishnah Berurah says not to. The Chazanish says you're allowed to. Why? In Bnei Brak, especially before they had the hot plates, they only had blechs. Now we said the Chazanish holds that blech is not a groove of a ktuma. For the Chazanish, if you take off a blech, you're not allowed to put it back. We paskin that you're allowed to. A crackback, anyway, you're not allowed to put back. Lineda, we'll see. But this next week, Lineda. Crackback is a different problem. But on a hot plate, we said you're allowed to put back. On a blech, also, we passing on Shem Zalman and Rebbe Yashiv, you're allowed to put back on a blech. But we said in Bnei Brak, the Chazanish holds that the blech is not a groove of the Ketuma, and Mimele, you're not allowed to put it back, even if it's Mevushal Kotzorkoi, if you took it off. So in Bnei Brak, they can't take chant. If they take it off the blech, electricity they don't use in Bnei Brak. So blech, the hot plate they don't have. So they only have blechs. If the Chazanish blech is not groove of the Ketuma. So if you need to have a chant L'El Shabbos, so most people do two chants. One for L'El Shabbos, one for Shabbos Day. But if you want to take a chant L'El Shabbos, so in Bnei Brak, the same mechan the Chazanish, that Megis you don't do, but you're allowed to take with a lid out of the chant. They open the cover, and they take from the chant. We pass it like the Mishnah Berurah, that you're not allowed to do that. Mishnah Berurah says that it's on the fire, you're not allowed to take with a lid. Not only not allowed to be Megis, you're not allowed to take with a lid. The Stipler writes a letter that even when the Chazanish was Matir, was only Matir Likach Benachas. Means that you have the Kishke, you know, swimming at the top, you're allowed to stick a fork and pull him out. Or below you see the Kishke is in the bottom there, and you go with the lid, and the Grubtsach Reindolten, that's the Megis. So the Stipler, that's the Chazanish was not Matir. Well, Ladle. Aber das ist Spoon with a circle or something. Das ist eine Sache. Aber you're not allowed to go to dig down to take it. Das mit Tonisch. Take regular chop, but benachas. Again, we pass it like the Mishnah Berurah. Not to be signed up. No, if it's off the plane, you're allowed to. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, and a lot of people are saying like this, Reb Shlomo Zalman, that if a person has a blech, and he has chant on the fire and the blech, and he moves the chant to the place that is no fire and the blech, we said you're allowed to put it back after it because it's on the fire yet, and you took it off, al das lehachzir. So, I'll explain the problem. The problem is, You want to take off chunt. So now you know that you can't take off chunt when it's on the fire. You have to take it off. Now, if you take it off, lekatchila, you're not allowed to put it down. We said lekatchila, even on the table, you're not allowed to put it down. If you put it down, it's mutar. But lekatchila, you're not allowed to put it down on the table. So how do you take chunt? On the fire, you can't take it. To put it down, so if it's two people, one takes the chunt. If it's one person who wants to take chunt, how you will take chunt? So if it's Mavusha Chazanish, if it's Mavusha Katzorka, you just open it and you take. But if it's Mishnah Brura, you're not allowed to take with a ladle, cause man it's on the fire, you're not allowed to take. So what is the Eitzah? To take it off. Oh, but to take it off, like a tchil, it has to be either be other. You're right. If you put it down, the ma'ase, it's okay. Zogim Shem Zalman, you move it and the blech from the place that is a fire to the place that is no fire. And that place, even though it's hot and it's yatzah lettuce and it could keep the heat, but without that area cannot cook it, there you're allowed to take with the ladle. There's no magus there. Not everyone is masking, but for sure, but tzir dechazanish, you can be saying mechan dan heter. So you move it to the blech, to the place. Again, if it's bones, it's a problem. If it's loy nisbashel kol tzorkoy, it's no heter. If it's nisbashel kol tzorkoy, no bones. Other than America, and you're not planning to eat the bones. So then, if you move it to mokim, shen nisbashel kol tzorkoy, that the other place on the blech, then you're allowed. Now, we'll go shtickle weiter. No, on a half plate, you're not allowed to. On a half plate, the whole thing is considered mokim mevashel. But on the blech, in a place that is no fire, you could do it. Now, we'll go one more step weiter. We say that it's an issue to cover a pot. You have a chunt pot, and you opened it, and the chunt is not fully cooked, you're not allowed to close the chunt. Because when you're covering it, it's also a maise, a gossip, a bishum. One aloha that we learned. Now we learned that it's the isur agosse, and it's the isur to take out with the ladle. Now there's another shayla, what would be if you have a chonpat, nisbashel kol tzorkoy. So we saw the kolboy said, nisbashel kol tzorkoy, you also the isur megis, when it's on the fire. When it's not on the fire, we saw, the Mishnah Berurah was more megis, the ma'aseh were machmir, the Mishnah Berurah said. Aroitze l'achmir, yochel l'achmir. But on the fire, you're not allowed to be megis, and not only you're not allowed to be megis, you're not allowed to take with the ladle out. You're allowed to close the chunt pot or not. You open the chunt to check the chunt. Baruch Hashem, it's cooked. Now what? To megis, you're not allowed to. To take a kishka, you're not allowed to. You're allowed to close the cover? If we say closing the cover is like megis, so you're not allowed to close the cover? Because it's a problem. Sometimes you come home, you know, before the meal, you want just to check the matzah. You know, it smells good, and you want to check it. You see a riya gdoyla me'arochet. Shaila is, you open the lid, you open the cover, now you want to close it. You're allowed to close it or not? Again, if it's bones inside, you can't close it. If it's not mevusha ketocha, you can't close it. You have to remember, you open, you start. But on the tzad that you're allowed to, everything is okay. In Sefer Shvisa Shabbos, he says that it's also. While closing is like agose, because the heat goes up and down, the steam inside makes a movement, it's also. Reb Shlomo Zalman wanted to say that it's mutter. He said, even Megis we don't understand. This, we don't know why Megis is worse. Because Be'etzem, you're allowed to put it back in the fire. But we said Megis is also a Gzeire de Rabbonon, maybe. It says Gzeire de Rabbonon in Kisri, it's not a Shayach Gzeire. Ramosha says Fakert, he thinks it's Shayach Gzeire. People will come to cover pots, even when it's not ready. Fakert, if it cooks it better, make it taste it, the cover cooks it better. Lemaise, a lot of people are machmir on it. You have to know it's a Chumre. But a lot of people are machmir on it. So now, what's Tutman Lemaise? To be a bit more practical. A person comes home, okay, and he doesn't know, he just learned now the halachas, and he opened the chunt. He remembers there's a chumah not to put back the cover. What's tut mina? You will leave it open, you know, everything will burn out. What's tut mina? So the Eitz Pshuta. He picks up the pot, closes the cover, and then puts it back down. Because to close, we said, even a gossip when it's off the fire, the Mishnah Berurah says, Aroin tzele achmir yachmir. But be'ikir adin it's mutter a gossip off the fire. Aroin tzele achmir yachmir. If a person wants to be machmir, and a gossip off the fire, he's machmir. But I'm covering the pot, that this is a chumre shebe chumre, so off the fire, you're allowed to. Now you have to know, alamol, this one mezach, when you take off a cover, a lot of times, when you put down the cover, so it's two chumras to know. Even if it's not so mashma in the poskim that they brought it down, but the machmirim are very into this chumras. You take off the cover. Most covers have liquid inside. So, when you took off the cover and you put it back, this liquid again gets warm. So if it got cold, it could be a bishul achar bishul. It's even more from wiping the cup before you make a cup of tea. Here's a couple drops, no. Here's mamash, a lot of liquid. And this gets cold very quick, especially if you're busy taking chunt and picking it up and again to maisa, till you put back, it could be mevashul. So what you have to do, you have to wipe it before you cover. Now another reason some people are machmir, this I remember in Panovich, the Oilam were very machmir and that we said that lekatchila, if you take something off the fire, lekatchila, you're not allowed to put it back. You have to keep it in your hands. Right? But the evid, if you put it on the table, you're also allowed to put it back. Stick it with the evid. But the mice you're allowed to. But like at Chila we said, if you want to take chunt, you have to hold it. So now you're taking chunt. Now, where you put the cover when you open the chunt? If you put the cover down, so that liquid of the chunt, you put on the table. As aloha like at Chila, you don't put down on the table, then put back in the fire. So in Panovich, it will mark me that one guy will be holding the cover the whole time in his hand. The other guy was holding the pot, and the third guy was taking out the chunt. Again, if you don't have three guys, so you wipe it. But again, you have to know who wipes it. If you have only two guys, who wipes it? So if you put back the chunt, you can't close it. You have to remember to close the cover before you put it back. Again, you can't put back the chunt. Okay, so you have to wipe it, close the chunt back, and then put it back. Remember, you can't put the chunt back and then close it, because then we're evil if you're out of shittas, and isur hagosa, even through covering it. We'll stop here.